On FM, Hamish and Tanya, it's 5:37. Today is D-Day, or should I say L-Day or M-Day, because we want our fiberglass leopard as a mascot. We will throw Nathan his first and hopefully final offer of that action camera, thanks to Toowoomba Yamaha, after 6 o'clock this morning.
If there's one thing that's close to my heart, it is positive body image, and it's learning to love yourself. And there's an event going on in town which I am just so behind. It's been put on by Mind Body Food with Vicky Thonley. Well, it's a women's wellness event. It's happening not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and Vicky joins us on the line this morning. Hey, Vicky.
Hello, hello.
I'm really excited about this event.
Excellent, so am I.
So what, when you have a wellness event, what does that mean exactly?
Well, look, I could have called it a wellness workshop or any kind of thing, but it's just an event for women for a full day so that they can come along and be with like-minded women, learn about how their mind and bodies work, how food and stress impact their well-being and their weight efforts, and just learn how to love themselves and be comfortable in their bodies a lot more than they probably are.
Yeah, I've actually discussed this on air here at Hot FM, Vicky. So this is something that I feel really strongly about. And a lot of it is, you know, sometimes you eat because you're happy, and then what you'll do is eat because you're sad. So food becomes this weird reward, but it's also something that you use to punish yourself with as well. Is that something, that's something that I'm really experiencing at the moment. Is that something that you guys will be covering?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of emotional eating issues that people experience, and that could be eating when they're angry, when they're anxious, when they're sad, for all different types of reasons that they might feel like they have a real craving for a particular food and that food is going to make it all better in that moment, but it's not a long-term solution. And what they're doing is not actually addressing the real cravings, which is, you know, do they need more intimacy in their lives? Do they need more communication? Do they need more significance or recognition for what they're doing or contributing to their friends or their family or their work? So it's really looking at the real issues of why are you using food in a negative way and trying to get the pleasure back to eating again so that you can enjoy it in a much more healthful way.
How does this work? If it's a one-day event, then you just give tips, or what happens after that? Do you just let them go, or I don't understand.
Catch and release program.
Is it like, good luck, see you later, or can people come back and if they have any more questions or whatever, can they get in contact with you afterwards, or is there any follow-up?
Of course there is. There's going to be a lot of education on mind-body nutrition. There's going to be a lot of education on psychophysiology, so really how our thoughts influence our metabolism, our assimilation and calorie burning of a meal. There's going to be handouts and follow-up by me personally, which is something a lot of people don't do when they hold an event, is actually follow up and see how people are doing. But that's something that's really important to me because I know how hard it is having gone through an eating disorder for 18 years. If you don't have the right support, if you don't actually understand how your mind and body work together in the beginning and why you are using food, then change will not happen for the long term.
To me, you're somebody who I've never really been able to discuss food with on such a different level, because you understand it, because you, as you just said, you had an eating disorder for years. So you understand it inside and out. You also understand the psychology behind it as well. You understand how women think, how women behave on such an intimate level. And I think this is going to be a great event, and I would love to come and speak at it. So I'm really excited about that. So if people want to get involved with this, if people want to come along, what is the best way to get in contact and make a reservation?
Yeah, best thing to do is either check out the website, mindbodyfood.net, have a look under the events tab for the Women's Wellness Talks, or simply call me directly, 0410 60 80 22. Can't be easier than that.
Vicky, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
5:41. The Veronica's now on Cruel at Hot FM. Wish I could say you're not the one. My heart hangs up.